It's become obvious that the internet is changing our lives, the way we work, shop, search for information, communicate and meet people. 2 billion people are connected to the internet today, and that number is growing by 200 million people a year. Yet we don't know very much about the economic impact of the internet, nor do we know much about how the internet landscape is structured and how that's changing across countries. So to help fill those gaps, the McKinsey Global Institute, McKinsey's Telecommunications, Media and Technology Practice, and McKinsey's Paris office have researched these issues. Our analysis looked at the G8 economies and five other key economies, Brazil, China, India, South Korea, and Sweden. I'm Janet Bush, an editor with MGI, and joining me today is Eric Hazan, a principal in McKinsey's Telecommunications, Media and Technology Practice, and Michael Chewy, a senior fellow at the McKinsey Global Institute. Eric, can I come to you first? How much value does the internet create from your research?
We calculated that for 13 countries, which represent 70% of the worldwide GDP, internet is approximately 3.4% of GDP in 2009. That means, just to give you an example, that it's approximately the impact of the GDP of Spain or Canada, for example. And then if we compare this in average to the size of very well-known industry sectors, superior to utilities, energy, or agriculture. If you analyze the past 15 years, internet represents 10% of the growth of the G8 countries. If you focus on the past 5 years, internet contribution to GDP growth in these countries doubled to 20%. Now, if we go to the analysis of the small and medium-sized enterprises, we understand that they're receiving a performance boost from the internet. We surveyed roughly 5,000 SMEs in more than 12 countries. And what we found is that those with a strong web presence grew more than twice as quickly as those that had minimal or no presence of internet or web technologies. In addition, SMEs that took advantage of the internet reported the share of total revenue that they earned from export was more than twice as large as that reported by others. They also created more than twice the number of jobs as others. Finally, if we jump from this analysis of small and medium-sized enterprise to the endogenous economic growth theory, we have been able to show that internet maturity correlates with growth in per capita GDP. And basically, this shows both the magnitude of the positive impact of the well at all levels society and the speed at which it delivers benefits, because in the past 15 years, the internet created in real GDP per capita approximately as much value as it took the Industrial Revolution in the 19th century 50 years to achieve.
Michael, let me turn to you. Is this just about a few high-tech companies?
First of all, absolutely. The high-tech industry has been an important part of the internet's impact on the economy. Sales of hardware, software and services, consumer electronics, and telecommunications have all driven the impact of internet connectivity. And certainly the fact that the quality of all of those products and services has improved with technology has increased the productivity of all the countries in which the internet has had impact. But if you look at the broad economy, really what we found was 75% of the impact of the internet is in sectors outside of traditional high-tech and telecom sectors. So let's take e-commerce, for instance, or the selling of goods and services through the internet. In developed markets, it's only about 7 to 10% of total sales, or in developing markets, even less, you know, perhaps around 1 or 2%. But these percentages are growing very rapidly. And really, there isn't much that you couldn't imagine buying online. So even categories that you thought couldn't be bought online, such as apparel, are moving in that direction as new business models with free shipping and free returns can accommodate consumer needs. And even services such as travel are also increasingly being purchased online. For instance, a significant portion of the difference between UK e-commerce and e-commerce in other countries comes from the fact that more people in the UK purchase their travel online. So what we've really found is that if you look at the broad economy, the impact of the internet is so much greater in industries other than traditional high-tech and internet industries.
And Michael, what geographic trends are you seeing in terms of who is driving the internet?
Well, we're really seeing impact on the supply side in many different countries, how well they're doing in terms of their performance, how fast they're growing, and the degree to which different countries are preparing for the future, increasing their capacities. So one thing that we did find is that, in fact, the United States is leading, partly because so many of the key companies that supply internet technologies are based in the United States. So really about 38% of internet production comes from U.S.-based companies. But really we've also found tremendous growth rates in the developing world. So if you look at India and China, their growth rates are several times the growth rate of the internet industries in other countries.
And Eric, what's your perspective on that?
I think if you look at the performance part of our supply index, you could be quite surprised by the fact that, in fact, United Kingdom and Sweden are changing the game. These two countries have leveraged very strong internet usage across the board to gain greater importance within the global internet ecosystem. This move is helped by the strength and strong performance of their telecom operators, and they may be catching up very, very fast.
And a last question to you, Eric. What in the end should businesses and policymakers take away from this research?
They should promote the internet sectors and help it develop itself. But also, as a user, governments should initiate the usage of internet throughout the whole economy and throughout the administration. And that's a very powerful tool. If you jump now to the business leaders, I would say that not just CEOs should put the internet at the top of their strategic agenda. All business leaders must optimize the benefits gleaned from the internet through innovation and change. And they should themselves play a significant role in the spread of the internet. In particular, they should constantly try to identify internet trends that have the potential to increase the impact of their efforts. Two of them should be very much analyzed in detail. For example, the fact that massive data available from the internet changing completely the way they see their customers, or also that using IT-enabled services, they can improve their production capabilities. At the end, I think that all these stakeholders should take part in a fact-based public-private dialogue to ensure optimal conditions for the development of the internet ecosystem in each country, but also internationally.
So why is it important to quantify how much value the internet adds to the global economy?
I think the first reason why it is really important to quantify the impact of internet is that mainly because it has never been done in the past. There are plenty of reports that exist on the impact of broadband or ICT on developed economy. But internet has been relatively not investigated subject in terms of macroeconomics. Let me be clear on this. First, internet is relatively young, and secondly, the impact, the size of the internet up to now was relatively small in our economy, though it was growing very, very fast. So it didn't lead to very important focus from national accounts, for example. So we decided that it was the moment to understand in more details what was the real impact of internet-related activities. Not just the internet sector, not just the pure players that we see and that are very prominent, but also how internet is modernizing our whole economies. With this research, we really want to initiate a debate. When something is not measured, sometimes basically it doesn't give to everybody the tool to really leverage it for growth and wealth development. By doing this research, we really want to give the tools to everybody to measure and to act on internet. And finally, we put all these indicators, all this research, in the debate for improvement and refinement in the next years.
Thank you very much indeed.